BBC Radio 4. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015, today's Saturday, the 2nd of November. There are warnings of gales in Faroes and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800, high Fair Isle 1028, expected Germany 1034 by 1800 Saturday. Atlantic low 1003, expected northeast of Iceland 1000 by the same time. High Irish Sea 1028, dissipating. The area forecast for the next 24 hours: Viking, northwest 3 to 5, backing southwest 5 to 7. Rain, moderate or good. North Utsira, South Utsira, northwesterly 5 or 6, backing southwesterly 2 to 4, increasing 5 or 6 later, occasionally 7 in North Utsira. Rain, moderate or good. 40s, north or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 4 or less, then southwest 4 to 6. Fair, good. Cromarty, 4th, east 2 to 4, veering southwest 4 to 6. Fair, good. Tyne, Dogger, northeast 2 to 4, veering southwest 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. Fisher, northwest 5 to 7, backing southwest 4 to 6. Drizzle, moderate or good. German Bight, north 4 to 6, becoming variable 4 or less, then southwest 3 to 5, fair, good. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Northeast veering east or southeast 3 to 5, drizzle, moderate or good. Biscay, east 3 to 5, drizzle, fog patches, good, occasionally poor. In fact, occasionally very poor. Trafalgar, variable 4 or less, becoming southeast 4 to 6, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Sol, Lundy, Fastnet, east or southeast 3 to 5, drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Irish Sea, variable 3 or less, becoming southeast 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Shannon, southeast 3 to 5, drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, south or southeast, veering southwest 4 to 6, but 3 to 5 in Malin, drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Bailey, southeast, veering southwest 5 to 7, drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle, variable 4 or less, becoming southwest 5 to 7, rain, good, occasionally moderate. Faroes, southeast 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, veering southwest 6 or 7, rain, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, southeasterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southwest 2, mist 1 mile, 1027, rising slowly. Stornoway, east by north 1, 9 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Lerwick, west 1, 32 miles, 1030, rising more slowly. Wick Automatic, southeast 3, 14 miles, 1029, rising slowly. Aberdeen, calm, recent fog 9 miles, 1030, rising. Lucas, east by south 3, slight drizzle 1.5 miles, 1030, rising slowly. Boomer, east 3, 1030, rising. Bridlington, east by north 3, 1029, rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north northeast 3, 11 miles, 1027. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 4, 5 miles, 1027. St Catherine's Point Automatic, east northeast 3, 1,028, rising more slowly. Jersey, east-northeast 2, 12 miles, 1,027, rising more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 3, 1,028. Scilly Automatic, east-northeast 4, 19 miles, 1,027, rising slowly. Milford Haven, east-northeast 1, 16 miles, 1,029, rising more slowly. Aberporth, east 2, 19 miles, 1,029, rising slowly. Valley, east-southeast 1, 30 miles, 1,029, rising slowly. Liverpool, Crosby, south-southwest 1, 9 miles, 1,029, rising slowly. Valentia, southeast by east 2, 24 miles, 1,028, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, calm, 22 miles, 1,028, rising slowly. Malin Head, south-southeast 2, 11 miles, 1,028, rising slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, west 1, recent drizzle, 7 miles, 1,028, rising slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Friday, the 1st of November. The general situation: high pressure over the North Sea will drift away southeast, with strong southerly or southwesterly winds developing over North Scotland for a time during Saturday. Elsewhere, the winds will remain light with some light drizzle at times. The high will continue to extend a ridge over the British Isles on Sunday, maintaining the settled conditions. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southeast 3 to 5, veering south, then southwest later 4 to 6. Occasional rain or drizzle, mainly in north. Good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. East 2 to 4, veering south 4 to 6, then southwest 3 to 5 later. Occasional drizzle at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. East 3 or 4, veering south 3 to 5, then southwest 3 or 4 later. Occasional drizzle at first, showers later, good, occasionally moderate at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northeast, veering south, 3 or 4. Occasional rain at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Northeasterly, veering easterly or southeasterly, 3 or 4. Occasional rain or drizzle at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Northeasterly, 3 or 4. Veering easterly, 3 to 5. Drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, northeast 3 or 4, veering east or southeast 4 or 5, drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, northeast 3 or 4, veering east 4 or 5, drizzle at times, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, east or southeast 3 to 5, occasional drizzle later, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, south or southeast 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, variable 3 or less, becoming southeast 3 or 4, veering south 2 or 3 later, occasional drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate later. Isle of Man, variable, soon settling south or southeast, 3 or less, soon increasing 3 to 5 for a time, mainly fair, mainly good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, variable 3 or less, becoming south or southwest 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. variable 3 or less, becoming southerly, or southwesterly 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southwest 2 to 4, increasing 4 or 5, backing south 3 to 5 later. Drizzle at times, good, occasionally poor, at first, and moderate later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southeast 3 to 5, veering southwest 4 to 6. Rain or drizzle at times, good, occasionally poor at first, and moderate later. Shetland Isles, variable 3 or less, becoming south, veering southwest later, 5 to 7. Fair, then rain or drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And indeed the Radio 4 schedule for now. We'll be back on air at 5:20 in the morning. Now, if you're staying here, you'll be getting the BBC World Service. Business matters, in fact. But if you prefer comedy, drama and general entertainment, you could retune to BBC Radio 4 Extra. So until this time again tomorrow night, this is Jim Lee wishing you a safe and peaceful night.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in New York and Sydney. Coming up on the programme, the final picture of the US economy before Americans go to the polls next week. The data shows fewer job gains, but is any of that going to change voters' minds? Also, we're in Georgia, a key swing state, to look at the crisis in affordable housing there and how that's playing in the campaign. Outside the US, Botswana kicks out the party that's governed for six decades, and it's down to a problem with diamond sales. Also, why Tupperware parties have lost their fizz, and just how much money is there in the world? We're going to try and count it. That's Business Matters here on the BBC, coming up after the news.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The heads of the UN humanitarian agencies have issued a joint warning, describing the situation in northern Gaza as apocalyptic. Israel has been accused of hampering aid deliveries and medical relief work. David Bamford reports.
The 15 humanitarian agency chiefs said the entire Palestinian population in northern Gaza faced an imminent risk of dying from disease, famine and violence. US hopes for a truce of several days ahead of next week's American elections have been dashed, with the Israelis stepping up military action and Hamas saying they had no interest in a temporary ceasefire. Their media office said two Israeli attacks on residential buildings in northern Gaza on Friday killed over 80 people.
With only 4 days left before the US elections, Kamala Harris has described Donald Trump as unhinged and obsessed with revenge. She was speaking at one of a series of rallies in the swing state of Wisconsin.
If you're trying to kind of figure out what the stakes are, just imagine the Oval Office, we've all seen it on TV. Just imagine on January 20th. Because if he is elected, if Donald Trump is elected, he's going to be sitting in that Oval Office stewing over his enemies list. Because he spends full time plotting revenge and retribution.
Ms. Harris also said that Mr. Trump's economic plans would cost the average American thousands of dollars a year. Mr. Trump, meanwhile, has been appealing for the support of Arab Americans in another swing state, Michigan. The US Supreme Court has cleared the way for Pennsylvania to count thousands of votes that Republicans had wanted to be set aside. Pennsylvania's highest court had ruled that voters who returned incorrectly signed postal ballots could either request a new ballot